start out about Wednesday?
Wednesday? You want to talk about Wednesday? Well, it was better than Tuesday.
Do you want me to call hump day? Does it make better?
It does to my sixth grade heart, I guess.
Well, that's valid, I guess. Yeah.
No, Wednesday's come and gone, and we forced ourselves to not hate it completely. I'm apparently supposed to project. But there's an hour left of the day, and I don't have much to project about. Maybe some to reflect about. But mostly just to reject about. And you, what would you like to whine about? Would it be the bottoms of trash cans?
Mm-mm. No, the thing, if you ask me what I want to whine about, I want to find my yellow scarf and I want to find my slippers. And I don't understand how I've already cleaned my closets and gone through everything. Okay, my closets are very dark and the lighting is non-existent unless I supplement that, and it didn't really work out the way I wanted it to. So they might be in there still in one of those closets, but I can't find them, and I don't want to take your slippers. I don't want to borrow them.
Well, you sure did.
Well, I had to.
Ugh.
Well, I was walking around in my muck boots, and you were like, geez, you're clip-clopping all over the place. Because we have stairs and hardwood floors, and that was my closest approximation to be able to go outside with a footbed.
So your reasoning is I've lost my slippers whilst wearing my muck boots, and I was like, wow, we have horses on the staircases now. And you're like, oh, that's why I borrowed your slippers.
No, my slippers disappeared days ago, and I've just held off on saying...
I haven't seen you eye these slippers since the day they came out of the box.
Oh, yes, I did. And I was like, oh, are those that? And you were like, yes. And I was like, those are nice.
And I was like, yeah, that's why somebody else bought them, passed away, and sent them to me. Thanks, Grandpa. But we don't call him Grandpa, we call him Oopa. Oopa, actually. It's not a disrespect. It's a thing that's not this regional's
language.
Main reference.
Language hole?
Ooh, language hole. Don't sink.
I don't know.
I don't talk loud enough to sink into, so that's good.
Do you know that I talked about my Gma enough on text message that it augmented to me so that when I put G, capital G, it just fill in M-A because... I talked about her enough to people that it was like, oh, if you put a G, it's Gma.
Mine does that too.
Yeah, the auto predict, that can be smart and fun and also very annoying.
And it even does it more so on the old phone, I think. Ah, these technical days of spelling.
Spelling.
I'll tell you about spelling. Got a fucking bath bomb. It's supposed to glow in the water.
Hey, and if you're tuning into this, we have other places that you can find visual content. So most likely, this glowing in the dark bath bomb event will be recorded, and you'll be able to find it on TikTok.
And I will be embarrassed.
Or Instagram, Kitchen Counter 2020. Where we at, yo? You're gonna wear swim trunks. It's not gonna be that embarrassing. I don't have to.
Wait, I'm gonna.
What?
All right.
What?
Yeah.
Did you wash those cat trunks? Because those are perfect. Then we'll throw a cat in there with you. No, we won't do that. Can't because they won't eat forever.
Not with me. I mean, I care about parts of my body, but but I'll get out. And it's total glass walls, and but then the whole house will have to deal with a glowy cat.
No,
what if it's toxic?
It doesn't.
Cats?
The bath bomb itself.
All right, it's a light inside. It makes the water glow, but when you take it out, apparently, supposedly.
Why am I talking? Watching too much of that lady. And now I'm saying da is yes. as her German character? This is wrong. Go on.
Yeah, you gotta make your own yes from a different culture. How do they say yes in,
How about I just make up a language and I'm like those people who are in religious sects who speak tongues.
Alright, so what's yes in your language?
There you go.
That seems... Make it... It's a, there you go. So that's what you're gonna... People are like, hey, Mandy, can you maybe spare me a cup of milk? And then they don't want your cup of milk anymore.
They're like, I feel like that lady's milk is tinted. Tinted or tainted? I don't know.
Have you ever had tinted milk? Yeah, I guess when you have like strawberry milk or chocolate milk, it does get tinted.
Can we talk about strawberry milk for a minute? Because like this is a topic that doesn't come up very often and I haven't really thought about it much, but there was a phase in my life hole where the strawberry milk was the shit.
Out of the tin can thing.
The Nesquik, yeah. But it was more the fact that like the part of me that even though she was a tomboy liked that I could have pink milk and that they could take something as delightful and fresh as strawberries and put it in a creamy, very not like they technically, let's think about it, those two things don't go together. They shouldn't.
I don't know, strawberries and cream.
No, somebody was forcing something. These are aliens. These are demons. These are people who are trying, these are entities that are trying to take very innocuous things that people are, like milk and honey? Okay, I get it, whatever.
Yarny.
But, strawberries are kind of their own, they can exist on their own. They don't need milk. Nor does honey, but in tea, let me tell ya, I dig it.
Clearly not a true tea lover. You'd be all about the cream if you like tea.
I'm a bipolar tea drinker. Sometimes I really want it, and other times I don't. And sometimes I really want to cream it up, but other times I don't. Sometimes I just want coffee.
I feel like worldly? Between strawberry, I don't know how to say global more than worldly. You are a very, very eccentric person. You like coffee and tea, and you used to like strawberry milk. But what that made me wonder is, what do you call? So it's everybody talks about tomboys, but, and I wasn't a Nancy girl. I mean, I was. Look,
you're
I
like
still am.
Talking about the Hardy Boys, like right. Tom Hardy, or Tom Hardy is the
no
hardest.
Hardy Tom. Oh no, I'm wondering though, what is the equivalent? Which everybody knows what a tomboy is. What's the equivalent for a boy? Or do they just call it, you know?
We didn't have a name for him. They were just probably gay.
That's not how they'd say it.
Like maybe they ended up being more metro or more bi. Or something, but I don't really know because
no, because that's just adding the sexuality to it. A tomboy is a girl who liked boy things.
Yeah, so for a boy who likes girl things, it would immediately probably go to.
I'm gonna say it should be, how about a what's a good girl's name? Just like a Susan fella.
I was thinking Susan too.
There you go, Susan fella.
Or like a. A Susan friend.
No, because it's gotta be specific to the male category of humans.
A Susan dude.
We can do dude. I really had my heart set on fella, but dude works. A Susan dude?
Well, I just think that dude.
You
is wanna
associate
more
dude with little kids? I don't know who wants to associate
but
fella with little kids.
But everybody is a dude when you're a little kid.
Oh, so it has to be a Susan. It has to be Susan girl. You've got a tomboy and a Susan girl. What does a Susan girl like to do? Dance.
Play dress up?
Yeah.
Have girlfriends, but doesn't want to be a girl necessarily. Just likes the girl things.
Just likes the girl things. Gossip.
Doesn't necessarily want to be with boys, but likes girl things. Like, like a tomboy female, right, doesn't necessarily always want to be with girls. It's not necessarily a gay thing. It is that they just feel more inherently drawn toward more what would be seemingly masculine or boyish drives, right?
Right, and so, a Susan girl likes girls, but also likes to wear polka dot dress.
We came up with Sue? A boy named Sue. Sticking up for yourself.
Well, you have to when you're a Susan girl.
Well, of course, but isn't it so funny that, like, in the full circle of that thought in my mind, okay, is that at first I was like, Susan girl, no, that's derogatory, but it makes sense. Somebody already gave it context.
Are we talking about just something that's already there? Is that what they...
Well, we're acknowledging something that I don't think people are acknowledging on the same level that I'm seeing right now, which is that if you call somebody a Susan girl, it doesn't have to be derogatory, because there is something backing it up that's like, a boy named Sue is a really potent song, you know, in the sense of like, you gotta stand up for yourself in every way, shape, and form, and that's pretty much what the LGBTQ community is fighting for and standing for, and being a Sioux girl shouldn't be bad. But then we're going into natives, right? And so will they find that derogatory? Because you can...
Only if you say it like that. It's a Susan girl.
A Susan girl. Susan girl. You're a Susan girl. Or a Susan gal.
No. Boy and girl. Tomboy. Susan girl. It has to be a Susan girl. Even though we'd like it to have a different ending. Anyway.
You're just a Susan girl, and you know what? You're really representing right now, and I can't wait to see what you're doing 20 years from now, because I bet it's going to be amazing, and your wife is going to just be so appreciative.
If it's older people, and it's another way, then you're a Nancy boy.
Nancy boy, but isn't that derogatory?
Yes.
So are they going to adopt that back as like a positive, endearing thing?
Right now, when we're saying
Susan girl, we're giving some context that is like, oh, maybe I could get behind that and I could take an old thing and readdress it. But Nancy boy, that's taking it even further back, and then people have to go like there and be like, do we really want to do this? Listen. I want to talk about Nancy's, but I've only met one in my life, and I don't have anything positive to say, so I'm not going to say it.